Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, February 28, 2018. On this day in 1954, the first color television sets using the NTSC standard were offered for sale to the general public. There was a paint attack on the Turkish embassy in Mitte early Tuesday morning. A police spokesperson reported that initially guards heard a loud bang shortly after 6 a.m. as a firework was ignited on Tiergartenstrasse. Four darkly dressed figures then fled. In the confusion, several paint bags in the colors red, green, and yellow were thrown against the facade of the building, per authorities possibly suggesting the Kurdish flag. A taxi driver also saw a small fire burning in the brush on Tiergartenstrasse. All unusual activity resulted in embassy access being closed off via Stauffenberg and Hiroshimastrasse, as well as at the corner of Tiergartenstrasse and Hofjäger Allee. Forensic experts are securing evidence, and the Criminal Investigation Department and the police continue to search for clues as to the identity of the attackers. Following up on the dismissal of Police Chief Klaus Kant, Berlin's Interior Minister Andreas Geisel of the SPD continues to defend his decision, remarking to RBB's InfoRadio that Berlin needs police leadership that credibly embodies a new beginning and that there are no political party leanings playing a role in his decision. He added, again, that the new decision he has in his head at this point is not political. At the end of 2012, Kant had been appointed by his party colleague, then-Senator of the Interior, Frank Henkel of the CDU. Geisel released the 57-year-old chief on Monday. Kant led the 22,000-employee-strong police force for about 5 years. He's been criticized on several occasions recently, among other things because of the conditions at police shooting ranges. Berlin Briefing will continue to report on the new chief appointment as information becomes available. In the dispute over street names in the African Quarter in Wedding, there are new proposals for the renaming of Ludwigstrasse, Nachtigallplatz, and Peter's Allee. The factions of the Mitte District Assembly have commissioned scholars to select from 196 collected name proposals and to draw up expert opinions. As reported to Tagesspiegel, the Social Democrats asked Africa expert Andreas Eckert from Humboldt University to make a proposal. He chose Rudolf Manga Bell, who fought in Cameroon against German colonial rule. However, Eckert noted that the Bell family also owned slaves. Second, he suggested singer and human rights activist Miriam Makeba, also called Mama Africa and honored by Nelson Mandela. The third suggestion was Anna Mungunda, who was shot dead during a rebellion in Namibia in 1959 and is considered a national heroine. For the FDP, Regina Wilmhild, another HU professor, also proposed Miriam Makeba. One of the central leaders of the Herero uprising, Jacob Marenga, and the American Audre Lorde, who campaigned against racism and homophobia. Götz Fröming discussed for the AfD on 23 pages whether a renaming was necessary at all. The Pirate Party suggested NAMA leader Simon Cooper and, like the FDP, Jacob Marenga. The proposals of all factions, including those of the Greens and the Left, will be presented to the public on Thursday evening in the Wedding Town Hall. The CDU will not participate. Authorities can't say whether it was the biting cold or not, but there were considerable S-Bahn delays due to a defective switch at the Ostbahnhof yesterday morning. The journeys between Noldnerplatz and Hauptbahnhof were extended by up to 50 minutes. Lines S3, S5, S7, S75, and S9 were affected, and after 2 hours, the switch was repaired around 9:30 a.m. Later, there was a signal interference on the ring at Prenzlauer Allee station, resulting in the S41 only running every 10 minutes instead of the normal 5-minute rhythm used during peak traffic hours. On Monday, a rail break between Baumschulenweg and Schöneweide had disrupted operations. Rail breaks often occur in very cold weather, so keep updated via the BVLG and Deutsche Bahn for delays and breakdowns, as this cold snap will continue in Berlin for the next day or so. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on berradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.